We have so appreciated, we've so enjoyed your presence. Thank you. And Lord, as we go on in this 188 hours of live broadcasting, we ask that even over these next hours, that you would manifest yourself to the nations of the world through this broadcast. Let your fire, let your anointing, let your Holy Ghost be released, move, rise up in every heart and every life, we pray. Father, we will not settle until every single one has come to know Jesus. We will push on, we'll run the race as a network. And Lord, through that powerful message, through those powerful words of knowledge, revelation, through your presence, we've seen so much happen already. But Lord, as we go on through this whole week, we ask that we would go from depth to depth and we'd continue to enter into all that you have for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you sense his presence? You know, Jen, it's like we worship, we praise, we get the word, we worship, we praise, we get the word. It's like we just keep going in his presence. It's just like from one glory to glory. It's just amazing what God's doing today, and I know the whole week.
The whole thing about in the spirit and the life that we call to live here on earth is always going to be progression. There always has to be a moving forward. There's never a standing stagnant, and there's never a going backwards. When you experience life in Christ, there will always be more. More to understand, more to walk in, more to experience victory in. And so that's why we are so excited about this week, because we believe where there is a saturation, which is really what's going to be happening, because there'll be word upon word and worship on worship and praise on praise. And the more that we allow that to be in the atmosphere that we're living in, that's why we encourage you, keep the television on. Keep your iPad or your whatever device is tuned in that you are live streaming, or however you are getting this broadcast. Keep it on continuously so that again and again the word of truth comes across, that you become saturated with it. Because when we get to that place, our understanding increases. And as our understanding increases, so does our faith. And it's by faith that we begin to inherit everything that God's word says we can have. And it is our desire, more than anything else, that you would begin to prosper in your soul, that you would get an understanding of who your God is and how he is mighty to save, that there is nothing in your life he cannot touch and change. And as you learn to understand who he is and how his word makes him alive on the inside, your connection isn't a formula anymore. It's not something that if I do this and do this, then you know, I walk in the goodness. No, it has everything to do with first knowing him. And as his Holy Spirit reveals God to you, the person of God to you, and you grow in the word by the Holy Spirit, it becomes an inseparable connection between you and a living God who loves you. And as you grow in him, in understanding and in wisdom, and your soul prospers, you prosper. Your body comes in line with your soul. Your body and your soul are in line with the spirit, and there is no moving back. There is never a regression, but always a progression. So make sure you are heart open wide. Make sure that you are receiving everything everything you can, that the atmosphere around you is saturated with the truth, so that you can come with us as we go straight into the throne room of God, that we go straight into His presence, that we go straight into His truth, and we live the higher life that He's intended for us to live.
You know, that's why it's 188 hours of non-stop broadcasting. Because we want you to be saturated. We've put a challenge out to every one of you, and if you're watching right now, wherever you are, we're asking you, don't change the channel for the whole week. Do not switch off the TV. Keep the TV on. Sleep with it on. Turn down the volume if you want, but sleep with it on. Just have it softly in the background. And just allow the anointing of God to come across in your hotel room, in your hospital bed, in your prison cell, wherever you're watching from. Maybe you're in your living room, your bedroom, it makes no difference. But as we spend time over this week, you know, Jen, there's 52 weeks in the year, and we take 2 weeks every year. This is our time of one of those weeks where we just say, Lord, we clear everything of our calendars, our diaries, our planners, whatever you call it. We put it all aside and we say, Holy Spirit, we want you to manifest through the network in a mighty way, in an intensive way, in a powerful way like never before. And you know what? I was sitting, guys. I was sitting over there and I thought to myself, this morning was, well, earlier today, really, it was such a powerful start that I thought to myself, what's stopping us from having 2 weeks? What's stopping us from having 3 weeks? And then it's amazing how your mind starts to play with you. Well, you know, Katie's booked up and, you know, we booked up and we've got flights and, You know, Ted, I know you got to go to Europe and, you know, you got to go elsewhere. And it was like God said, hey. He just said, hey. I'll just leave it at that. Because your mind starts to think about the band and the guys working behind the scenes. And you got to understand 188 hours is a long time. But hey, there's no reason why we couldn't do it 2 weeks or 3 weeks. His presence. That's what we long for. We long for the presence of God. You know, this morning, in the first, well, up till today, right now, this moment, we have had close to 10,000 people view us on Facebook already. Okay, that's just the Facebook Live. They handed me, since we started Faith on Fire, outside of the TV broadcast. Now, I'm not even talking about the TV broadcast. I'm talking about just the distribution via digital platforms. We have reached already 32 countries. 32 countries since we started. Since we started, 10 o'clock Sunday morning when we started, 32 countries. All right, this is not the TV broadcast. This is just those that have been watching us on the internet around the world on digital platforms. Angola, Australia, Bahamas, Barbados, Belgium, Botswana, Cambodia, Canada, France, Germany, Ghana, Guatemala, India, Kenya, Lesotho, Malawi, Mexico, Namibia, Netherlands, Nigeria, Poland, Russia, Sierra Leone, South Africa, Tanzania, Trinidad and Tobago, Uganda, United Kingdom, United States of America, Vietnam, Zambia, and Zimbabwe. Come on, give them all a big God bless you. Those are just people that have watched outside of the borders of South Africa, but many, many are watching. We're saturating over 50 million homes on the African continent with just the TV broadcasts, okay? So something is happening. Are you ready?